Okay, so just to review for a second from what we did yesterday. In the end yesterday, we concluded that there are three different explanations as to what the Zachan is, what Matbila, the Beis Din, what is Beis Din accomplishing. So we said one explanation is that they're being mezake to the Katan, the Kabbalah's Mitzvah. So the Katan is Blav Bar Das, it doesn't have any Das. So Beis Din is providing the Das to say that really he's going to be Mekabel Mitzvahs. They're doing the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs and they're giving that over to the child. The second explanation that we gave was that they're providing the context for the tefillah. The tefillah now will be l'shem gerus. It's not exactly zachen, but it's more like a das acheres makne. The Beis Din is now providing the context for the tefillah. Tefillah now is l'shem gerus for this katan. The katan is labar das, so he can't have the proper kavana for this tefillah. Maybe this tefillah is just him bathing in the water. How do we know that it's really a tefillah l'shem gerus? Beis Din is now providing the context to make it l'shem gerus. And the third explanation we gave was that Beis Din is not being mezakeh anything, they're just saying that it's a schus for the child to go through the gerus process, and therefore Beis Din is giving their approval. They're creating the chalos gerus, just like they would do the same thing for a ger gadol. A ger gadol also, it's matbilan asual das Beis Din. And so the same thing that we would do for a gadol would apply to the katan. The chedesh is that by katan, it's a schus. You might have thought that it's not a schus for the katan because he's not coming on his own with his own das. And watch Milan that objectively we view this as a schus. That's what we discussed yesterday. So today I wanted to get into Kabbalah Samitzvos. Where is Kabbalah Samitzvos for a Ger Katan? So if you explain that Zachen is that Beis Din provides the Kabbalah Samitzvos, it'll be that understanding that Beis Din is providing the Kabbalah Samitzvos, so then it's very easy to understand. There is Kabbalah Samitzvos here. It's just Beis Din is providing the Kabbalah Samitzvos. Even though the Ger Katan doesn't have any Das, Beis Din is providing the Kabbalah Samitzvos. If you remember, we saw a dog in Rav Avah. We're sort of jumping all the way to the nose of Yehuda. We'll get back to the Rishon to see how they understand it. But we had a dog in Rav Avah that we quoted earlier in Reish Samech Ches Gimel. We quoted it for a different reason, but now we'll get into his quote for a Ger Katan. He says, "B'di'eved," the Shulchan Aruch says that "B'di'eved," we do not require a Beis Din for the Mila or the Tefillah. We only require it for the Kabbalah Samitzvah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So the Dagger Mavava comments and he says, "Haina Beger Gadol." She etzel Kabbalah Samitzvah's Iker. The reason why we need Beis Din, the Kuva, by a Ger Gadol, that's because Kabbalah Samitzvah is the Iker. V'lukach, ha-Mila v'Tefillah, inu ela gemar ha-davar. Mila and Tefillah is the gemar ha-davar. V'sagi v'lo shlosha, filu b'layla. Since Mila and Tefillah is really secondary to the Iker, which is the Kabbalah Samitzvah, therefore we do not require a Beis Din by the Mila and Tefillah. But by a Ger Gadol, the Iker is the Kabbalah Samitzvos, and that's why we need a Beis Din. Av a Ger Katan, shelo shayach bo Kabbalah Samitzvos. V'hatvila hi Iker, shematvila so adas Beis Din, v'kuli alma tzarech liyos b'yom v'pnei shlosha. He says, but a Ger Katan, shelo shayach bo Kabbalah Samitzvos. That's what the Dagmar Baba says. A Ger Katan is not shayach in Kabbalah Samitzvos. V'hatvila hi Iker, the tefillah is the ikker. There's a discussion whether the mila is also the ikker. We referenced the Rav Moshe there at the time. But the tefillah is the ikker because we do not have Kabbalah Samitzvos. Therefore, he ikker shem advilas ol das beis, and the kuliyam tzarech liyos b'yom v'pnei shlosha. So therefore, we require beis then b'shas ha-tefillah li-kuva, and it also has to be b'yom. But he adds and he says, shalosh shayach bo Kabbalah Samitzvos. So what does he mean? What does the Dagmar Rav Moshe mean when he says shalosh shayach bo Kabbalah Samitzvos? So therefore, you could say, you could understand that Beis Din is being mezakeh him the Kabbalah Samitzvos, but it's not really part of the process. There's no formal Kabbalah Samitzvos, and that's what he means by shelo shayach bo Kabbalah Samitzvos. Shelo shayach bo Kabbalah Samitzvos doesn't mean it's not shayach to him, it's not necessary to have Kabbalah Samitzvos. It might just mean that there's no formal process of Kabbalah Samitzvos. Once Beis Din is being mezakeh to the katan mitzvos, therefore, it's not part of the process, and that's what it means, that it doesn't have to be b'fnei shlosha. Nothing actually is taking place. Nothing's taking place. There's no Kabbalah Samitzvos that's taking place. Yeah.
But isn't he distinguishing between a
Katan
and a Gadol?
Oh, but a Gadol, there is Kabbalah Samitzvos. There is a Kabbalah Samitzvos by a Gadol. So one could suggest such a pshat in the Dagmar Vava. The Lashon of Shalosh Shayach Bo Kabbalah Samitzvos doesn't sound like that. The Lashon of the Dagmar Vava, it's a strong Lashon. of Shalosh Shayach Bo Kabbalas Mitzvahs. It sounds like we can have a Gerus without Kabbalas Mitzvahs. That's what it sounds like. There's such a concept of Gerus without Kabbalas Mitzvahs. Shalosh Shayach Bo Kabbalas Mitzvahs. By Ger Katan, we don't require Mitzvahs, which is a very interesting idea that one would think that Kabbalas Mitzvahs, we've been trying to play up the role of Kabbalas Mitzvahs, and that for the Rambam it's really transformative, that that's really what the transformation is for the Ger. It is the Kabbalas Mitzvahs. So it seems to be a very interesting idea that you can have a Gerus here where we do not require Kabbalas Mitzvahs at all. There's no need for Kabbalas Mitzvahs. Yeah.
Can you just explain the kind of
get to it. You're referring to the Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Right? You're assuming, you're making a few assumptions here. So you're assuming like the Tosfos in Sanhedrin that there is Kabbalas Mitzvahs, which we'll get to. And that happens when he's 13. And you're also assuming that once you have to have Kabbalas Mitzvahs, that doesn't have to be an active Kabbalas Mitzvah. So we'll get, these are all assumptions here. So we'll get to it. Yeah. So that's what the Dagum Ravava says. So are there any Rishonim who hold like this? Like the Pashim Shad of Dagum Ravava to say that we do not require Kabbalas Mitzvahs at all. So if you saw the Shita Yishana, and the Shita Mekubetzes, and Yir Aleph and Aleph, it says, V'zeh Wash and Shita Yishana Ger Katan, he says, Afa gav d'tzarech Kabbalah, even though we require Kabbalas Mitzvahs for Stam Geirus, Hani Mili Hecha d'Efsher. We only require Kabbalas Mitzvahs when it's Efsher, when it's possible. Ava b'katan lo Efsher, but by katan, it's not Efsher. He says, V'nachmina dinaga b'yayin lo havayayin nesa. He says the Nachmina is about Yayin Nesach. I think that end part of Nachmina having to deal with the Yayin Nesach, which is Din Derabanan, has to do with the next part of the Shita who holds that the whole Gerus is only Derabanan for other reasons. It's just because it's Zachiyah Mitam Shlichos, which only works with Derabanan for a Katan. So that's really for not this discussion. But the Shita says that we require, even though in general we require Kabbalah, over here it's not necessary. Since by katan it's not efsher, the concept of Kabbalas Mitzvahs is not efsher, so therefore we do not need it for a ger katan. So again, it's an interesting opinion. It seems like we don't require it at all, even when he becomes a gadol. The pashuk pshat of the Shita Yishana is to say that even when he becomes a gadol, it's just since at the time the gerus, which is as a katan, he did mil and tefillah as a katan, so we never need Kabbalas Mitzvahs. That's what it sounds like. The pashuk pshat of the Shita Yishana doesn't seem like he's saying that we don't need a Kabbalas Mitzvahs now, but when he turns 13, so that's when we require Kabbalas Mitzvahs. Because then he would say, no, it is Efsher. At some point in time, it's Efsher.
Yeah, but maybe at that moment, it's not there. Maybe he's saying, right now you don't need it. Not that later on you will need it.
So are you a Ger right now, or are you not a Ger?
I mean, you're a Ger until a Shas Mechia, and then you have to re-accept. I mean, you're a ger because you did everything that you could have done now. Later, if there's more that you can do, so then when you become chayiv to do more, that's when you have to do it.
So Dani is suggesting a chiddush which we were going to mention. This is a big chiddush. Dani wants to say that what's pshat in the Shita Yishana? Pshat in the Shita Yishana is that there are two types of gerus. There's a ger katan where they do not have to be mekabel mitzvos, and he's a complete ger. And then there's a new gerus which is occurring as a ger gadol. Correct me if I'm wrong in terms of what you're saying. There's a new type of gerus which is taking place when he becomes a gadol, where he has to accept upon himself the mitzvah. So a ger katan is one type of gerus which doesn't require kabbalas mitzvahs, and then when he becomes a gadol, so then it's a new gerus is occurring as a gadol through the kabbalas mitzvahs. And that new gerus is relying on the milah and tefillah that he did as a katan.
At this point, he's doing what he can to become a ger, and then when something arises, then you have to do more to become a ger, so he just completes that as well.
The question is, what is the process for ger? This is the question. What's the process for ger? Is it mil, tefillah, and kabbalas mitzvos, or is it just mil and tefillah?
It's whatever, I mean, it's all three as long as you can do shayat. As long as it's not shayat, so let's say nechus kol agid, right?
No, so if it's nechus kol agid, and we say that it's, yeah, sure. So then, let's say the case of Yoris Muberes. It's really parallel to the case of Yoris Muberes by the Uber. So the Uber, you can't do Mila now, but you could do it in the future. So those that say by Mila that you can't do it now because it's an Uber, but you could do it in the future, so those that call that E-Esher, those the Rishonim that call that E-Esher, so they hold that you never have to do Mila. Even once he becomes a child, and since at that point in time it's E-Esher, so then it's E-Esher. The fact that you could do it at some future point in time doesn't make a difference. Right? That's what they say in terms of that. To say that like it's a continuing gerus, where once it becomes efshir, so then we add on more components to the gerus, that's not what they say. So you could say that that's what the shita is saying here, that we're just adding on components. Or you could say that this is like that there's two different types of gerus. There's a ger katan and a ger gadol. A ger katan doesn't require... It's similar to what you're saying, but a ger katan doesn't require kabbalas mitzvos, but once it becomes a gadol, then we do require mitzvos. I think these are all beyond the pashuk pshat of the shita. The shita himself just says lo esher, but katan lo esher, it's not necessary. So how do you know that there's this added component of kabbalas mitzvos when he becomes a gadol? It's possible that since as a katan it was lo esher, so therefore he doesn't require kabbalas mitzvos at all. That's the pashuk pshat of the shita. We're suggesting now that no, maybe there is kabbalas mitzvos once he becomes a gadol, whether it's just an added component to the gerus, or this is a new type of gerus, you can have a discussion about that. But the question of the shita seems to be that once it's lo asher, since at the time the gerus was lo asher, so therefore we do not require mitzvah. Yeah.
The second gerus, what do you need, like,
this? Yeah, so you wouldn't require a toast on bris because the mila was itself is. The mila is also, it was l'shem gerus. You still have a mila and tefillah to rely upon for that it being l'shem gerus. You could still fall back on the meal too, but what?
It's not a good.
There was a meal too, which was the same gear.
Right, so that's what I'm saying.
So what?
If you're using that, then it's not that it's a new gear. It's just an extension of your.
You're relying on the actions that you did, but this is just. The gear gavel requires kabbalas mitzvos. The gear katan doesn't. So you have a. However way you want to phrase it, I'm not sure if we're saying it in a different way. If the ger katan completes his gerus with mitzvos, then the ger gadol has to complete it with mitzvos. That's
fine. According to what you just said, if he's mocha and then he wants to come back, he has a mila and a tefillah already, so then he just decides to come back and completes his mitzvos.
The person went through the process and he's mocha and wants to come back, I'm not sure.
Make it like
the Mafreya might just be that it wasn't the same gear. Since he wasn't the Kabbalah Mitzvah, it might be that the Mafreya, we don't view the Mila and Tefillah in the context of gear, because the gear never took place.
Why? Because
I understand, but since in the end, the gear is never came to fruition, it was never Kabbalah. I'm not sure about that. Yeah?
I mean, what I thought, I think, more of the Shizhi Shana is that it's more akin to, like, Korbanos. Now it's impossible to do Korbanos, so all you can do is Mila, Tevila, and not like Kabbalah. Once the basic Migdash comes, and then we had the opportunity to do
Korbanos. So we had a whole discussion about Korbanos, whether Korbanos is really part of the process or not, and it's not so pushy to view that as part of the process, because it's only on condition of when it's around. Because it's only when it's Esher, it's going to be part of the process.
Let's say, assuming Korbanos is part of the process, I feel like that's more what the Shizhi Shana is trying to imply. That
even if you say that it's part of the process, it's hard to say that nowadays it's part of the process.
No, I know, but I'm saying that mechanism of just like Korbanos will kick in, whether the Shizhi Shana holds like Korbanos or not, I'm saying that over here it holds the same idea of when Kabbalah kicks in, now you become chayv in it, into it.
Yeah, but my point is that by Korbanos, we never gave it a chance.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the opinion. The Pasha Pshat of the Shita is that it's not required at all for a Ger Katan. Which again is very, the concept is just a very interesting concept that we can have a gerus without any form of a kabbalah mitzvah. Even when he becomes a gadol, perhaps he doesn't have to be a kabbalah mitzvah. So it's clear within the shita that the zechiya, the basin is being mezakeh to the katan, is not kabbalah mitzvah. Otherwise, he wouldn't even have this whole discussion. So it's clear for him that what they're being mezakeh is not kabbalah mitzvah. So it's either them giving their stamp of approval, or it's about providing the context for Shem Geras, according to the Shita. Let's go to the Ritzvah. If you look at the Ritzvah, he has a slightly different lashon than the Shita. The Ritzvah in two Sid Alpha and Alpha Masal Bahidamatvila also, he says, Apagab the Ger Ba'ama Ba'inan Sheud Yuhu Kalas Vachamuros. Even though with regards to the ger, we require hodasa mitzvos, halhi l'mitzvah lo la'akev. That's only l'mitzvah, it's l'chalchila b'tam la'akev, v'hacha the lav bar hodahu einu ma'akev. And since he's a lav bar hodahu, since he's not somebody who could, I guess, one could tell him over the mitzvos, therefore it's not ma'akev. So there are those that want to show proof of this ritzvah, also, that a ger katan does not require kabbalas mitzvah. The fact that he just says it's a mitzvah, a la'akev, so we see that kabbalas mitzvah is not ma'akev. But if you're medayik in the ritzvah, what does the ritzvah say? Hodas mitzvah. The ritzvah is only talking about hodas mitzvah. It's not talking about kabbalas mitzvah. He says hodas mitzvah is not ma'akev. Perhaps kabbalas mitzvah is ma'akev. In this ritzvah alone, you cannot prove that kabbalas mitzvah is. You can't prove that Kabbalah Mitzvos is not ma'akev. But there is a ritzvah on Samach Chesam Aleph in Shabbos, which we've seen in the past. But the Gemara in Shabbos Samach Chesam Aleph said that he gave a case where you have a ger shenisgar bein ha'akum. Right, you have a ger who's megayer amongst goyim. So all the rishonim say that there was a case, it has to be that there was a bezin there, but he lived amongst non-Jews. He wasn't living amongst Jews, and he was a ger, and he doesn't know anything about Shabbos. So all the rishonim try to figure out what's the case here. How does he not know anything about Shabbos? So many rishonim say that they didn't tell him any of the mitzvos, or they didn't tell him anything about Shabbos. So the ritva and the Rambam give a second explanation or third explanation. The ritva says, what's the case of ger shenisgayer lebein goyim? He says, in Mishkachas Lanami Kishinisgayer Ba'odo Katan. The case, how does he not know about Shabbos? Don't we have to have Kabbalah Mitzvahs, we have to have Hodasa Mitzvahs. The case is where he is Nisgayer as a Ger Katan. The Kaimelon, Ger Katan Abin Lasso Adas Bezdin. Ukishihigdil Vahaya Ben Das, Haya Ben Agoyim. And when he grew up, Vahaya Ben Das, and he was 13, or he's a Bar Das, Haya Ben Hagoyim. He was still amongst the Goyim, and therefore what? He didn't know, he still doesn't know any of the mitzvot. Right? He doesn't, but he's still a ger, even though he doesn't know any of the mitzvot. HaKol Shenisgar Ben Olav Ben Atzmo, Eino Ger. That has to do with the Bezin part. So he says the case in Shabbos, and also the Rambam says this, the case in Shabbos where the ger doesn't know anything, and he's this guy or Ben HaGoyim, is where it's a ger kata. So over there too, you could just say that there wasn't hodas mitzvah. It's possible to say that over there too there wasn't hodas mitzvah, and that's pshat with the ger katan, because the ger katan is not willing to accept it. So when does the kabbalah mitzvah take place? When does the kabbalah mitzvah take place? So it's hard to say that the kabbalah mitzvah takes place when he's 13, because he doesn't know about the mitzvah. He grew up amongst the Goyim, so he doesn't know about the mitzvah. So it's hard to say that it's when he's 13. Because he doesn't know anything. Where is he being mekabel mitzvahs? I understand you could say that when he's 13 and he doesn't make a makah, or he actively accepts upon himself the mitzvahs at the age of 13, so that's the kabbalah mitzvahs, or ger katan. But here, this is a case where he was amongst the Goyim. He doesn't know anything about any of the mitzvahs. So it's hard to say that there was a Kabbalah Smitzvos at the age of 13. So the only way to explain the Ritzvah, to say that he requires Kabbalah Smitzvos, whereas if he's, the only way to explain it, is if you say that the way Zachin works is that Beis Din is being mezakeh to the Katan, the Kabbalah Smitzvos. Before, that's the only way to explain how you have Kabbalah Smitzvos for a Ger Katan. Beis Din is mezakeh to the Katan, the Kabbalah Smitzvos. But other than that, there's no Kabbalah Smitzvos, because there's no Kabbalah Smitzvos at the age of 13. We don't find Kabbalah Mitzvos. There isn't Kabbalah Mitzvos prior to that. So the only time, the only way you can have Kabbalah Mitzvos is if Beis Din is mezakeh to the Katan on the Kabbalah Mitzvos. Meaning that's what my feeling about Das Beis Din means. My feeling about Das Beis Din means that they're being mezakeh to the Katan. Or you can say that the Ritva holds that we just don't require Kabbalah Smitzvos by Ger Katan. It's possible to say that for the Ritva he doesn't require Kabbalah Smitzvos, just like within the Shita. But the point is that there's a different way. There's a way out to explain the Ritva, to say that they're being mezakeh the Kabbalah Smitzvos to the Ger Katan. Just to point out within this Kiddush, yeah.
We also say for the Ritva that he did a Kabbalah at 13, but was like a Kabbalah for a Moshe Kabbalah, that like Leos Ki Yehudi or Leos Ki Yisrael.
So I was also wondering about that, but... The question is that if you hold that at the age of 13, that is a Kabbalah Mitzvah, like the Tosus and Sanhedrin, that at that stage is a Kabbalah Mitzvah. So what's necessary? Does it have to be an active Kabbalah Mitzvah? Does he actively have to accept? Or is it passive? Like, you have to mudia him, exactly. So, and I think it's Lashitaso, because that's Kabbalah Mitzvos. But over there, he's being that going. He's not amongst Jews. So it's hard to say that that's viewed as a Kabbalah Mitzvos. He's not even being told anything. It's hard to say that that's a Kabbalah Mitzvos within the Ritva. Okay, so now let's get to Tosfos and Sanhedrin. Tosfos at the end of this Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Samach Tesfos Beis, he says, "V'af agav damrin v'ksubas igdil yichon lemchos ha'amrinon d'kishigodu sha'achas v'lomichlu shuv in yichon lemchos." Why? "D'mol v'hu mila v'tfilo shal katnus." Even though we say that when he gets older he can be mocha, still, once a second passes, sha'achas passes, he can't be mocha. Why? Because the mogluhu mila b'tfilah shakatnus, the mila b'tfilah that he did as a katan works, shahaisu b'gufam, because l'shitaso, he was doing it on his own. This is not based on zafen. He was doing it completely on his own. V'ein chaserim el kabbalas mitzvos. The only thing that we're missing is kabbalas mitzvos. U'mitoch shagadlu v'lo michu hainu kabbalah. And since he got older and he wasn't mocha, so that is the kabbalah. So he says that the Kabbalah Mitzvah takes place, the Tosfos is explicit, he says the Kabbalah Mitzvah takes place at the time that he reaches the age of 13, when he's not mocha.
Is that his birthday?
So it's either when he's 13, well, the Rishonim discuss it, but maybe we'll get to it. It's either when he's 13 or when he becomes a Bar Das. We'll get to it tomorrow. This is the discussion for tomorrow. Because how do you define Sha'acha? Yeah. So how does this work? How does the Kabbalah Mitzvah work? So either we say exactly what we can say for the Shita Yishana, that there are really different steps in the Ger's process, and we can add on steps within the Ger's process. We have Milan Tfila as a Katan. He becomes a Ger at that stage as a Katan. When the time comes for him to be five in Kabbalah Mitzvah, when it's extra for him to be a Kabbalah Mitzvah, at the age of 13, or when he becomes a Bar Das, so then there's a new component to the Ger's process, and he has to accept that upon himself. Similar to what we just said in the Shita Yishana. The difficulty within that, and also with the Pshat of the Shita Yishana, is that the Gemara itself says, like when the Gemara asks on Rav Yosef's din, that you could be mocha. The Gemara itself asks, "Ah, what are you going to do about our case in the Mishnah?" The Mishnah says that you can have a gerish and his gioris chusim ibas shalosh. She's under three, and we're going to end up giving her a ksuba, and we're going to give her a ksuba as a guy. She's really, because when she's mocha at the age of 12, so she's really a guy. So that seems to imply that it's not like she. If the whole point of the macha is to be mekabel mitzvot, and you're really a ger until the kabbalas mitzvot, and once you reach that age where you can be mekabel mitzvot, so now there's an additional component, but you are really a ger the whole time. So then, what does it mean that the Gemara is saying that if they're mocha, so then you're giving them a ksuba when they're really going, right? How are they really going? If you say that they were a ger just by milah and tefillah, we do not require kabbalas mitzvot, so they're a complete ger. Kabbalas mitzvot comes. And they could really back out of that Kedushas Yisrael. They had Kedushas Yisrael until the age of 13, and you could back out. That's a chance to back out. And even if they back out, but they were still Jewish the entire time. Because the only thing that's required for a katan, that gerus is defined by Mila and Tefillah. So it's difficult in that Gemara to say that they had Kedushas Yisrael. What does the Gemara mean to say, oh, we're going to end up giving the ksuba to a guy? What does that mean, we're going to give ksuba to a guy? No, she was Jewish the entire time. So lechora, what you could say within Tosos within this is to say that it works on Mafreya. That the Geirus is really suspended. It's not like we have a Ger Katan who has a Geirus just by Mila and Tefillah without Kabbalas Mitzvah. And when they become a Gadol, so then it's Mila Tefillah and the Mila Tefillah which they did as a Katan and Kabbalas Mitzvahs, and it's two types of Geirus, or it's an additional component. But really, it's working on Mafreya. You would say that they did Mila and Tefillah, and they're not Gerim until the Kabbalas Mitzvot, which happens later, and then Lima Freya, they were really Gerim the entire time. The Kabbalas Mitzvot, which they do at the age of 13 or at the age of 12, so then that's Megala to us that they were really Gerim the entire time. It's hard to say that it was just they were Gerim for a certain point in time, and then at the age of 13, so then they stopped being Jewish, they had that ability to stop being Jewish. The more partial explanation, and based on the Gemara, is to say that really the Geirus is being suspended until they reach the age of 13, and then when the Mekabel Mitzvos, the Lamafre, we viewed as though they were Geirim the entire time. Also, Tosu says that when the Mekabel Mitzvos, he says, Mitoch Shegadlu Velo Michu Hainu Kabbalah. If they don't make a Macha, so then that's a Kabbalah. So it's unclear exactly what he means, that if you don't make a macha. If this is Kabbalas Mitzvahs, do you need it that it's just not making a macha? Is this a passive Kabbalas Mitzvahs or just not making a macha? Does it have to be an active Kabbalas Mitzvahs? Do you actively have to say that I'm being Mekabel Mitzvahs? What is this? When Tosa says that at this point in time there's Kabbalas Mitzvahs, is all that's necessary just a lack of macha? What exactly is necessary? It's unclear. That's unclear. I don't have a shot within that. How to be my career within Tosfos. I wanted to end off with there's a big discussion about what is the schus for when we say Zachon L'Adam Shol B'Fanav, that there's a schus for the Ger Katan. What is that schus? There's a big discussion amongst the poskim. What is that schus? Is it the schus that he's going to be Mekabel Mitzvos, he's going to be Shomer Mitzvos? Or is the schus just that he's entering into Kedushas Yisrael? Is that the schus for the Ger Katan? The big nafmina is, let's say you have a Ger Katan who's going to be, you have a child who's going to be Megayer, but he's not, his parents are not from. He's not going to be raised amongst in a from community with from parents. So could you do such a Ger? Is that a schus for the Ger Katan just to enter into Kedushas Yisrael? Or that no, the whole schus is based on the fact that he's Shomer Torah Mitzvah. If it's close, it's based on the fact that he's Shomer Torah Mitzvah, so then it wouldn't be as close for a katan that is not in a firm home. That is a big, big machlok. But if you analyze what exactly the close is, what are they being mezaka? What's Beis Din being mezaka to the katan? So if you say that Beis Din is being mezaka the Kabbalas Mitzvahs, so then l'chora the close has to be about Kabbalas Mitzvahs. They're saying that it's a schus for him, and we're gonna give him the Kabbalas Mitzvos. He can't do it because he's not a Bardas. We're gonna say that he's Mekabel Mitzvos. and we're giving that over to him. L'chora, you would have to say that the source is based on Kabbalah Mitzvah. It's not just about entering into Kedushas Yisrael without being Shomer Torah Mitzvah. But if you say that the source is about providing the context of Tefillah that it's L'shem Geirus, or it's about them giving their stamp of approval, so then for that you could at least have a discussion about whether it's close just to enter into Kedushas Yisrael alone. Then it's open for discussion. But if Bezin, Mapil Sol Das Bezin, means that they're giving over the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, L'chora, the discuss has to be based on Kabbalah Mitzvahs. If it's not based on that, so then you can have a discussion. Maybe there's a discuss of that, of just entering into Kedushas Yisrael without keeping the mitzvah. Then you can at least entertain such a possibility. So Rav Moshe, in Yerodea Aleph Kuf Nemeches, David Maslam Moshe Kosov, and the Afi Yezer, they both hold that it is a schus to go through the Geirus process even if you're not going to be from. It's a schus for the katan even if you're not from. And in the Dibros Moshe, in Shabbos Samach Chasam and Aleph, how does he prove this? He proves this from the Rambam and the Ritva that we quoted before. The Rambam and the Ritva say that the case in Shabbos Samach Chasam and Aleph where the guy doesn't know anything, the Geir doesn't know anything, what's that case? That's talking about a Geir katan. The Ger Katan, he doesn't know anything. And yet, Beis Din was still Megayer him. Even though he was going to be living amongst Goyim. Beis Din was still Megayer him. So that proves to us he wasn't going to be Shomer Torah Mitzvah. And even so, even though he wasn't going to be Shomer Torah Mitzvah, Beis Din still went through the process. They still accepted him to go through the Ger. They want to prove from there that it's still schus for him. He does say that you could argue that Beis Din planned on removing him from the Goyim, but it just didn't take place. For whatever reason, it didn't take place in Lamaisa. It's not a foolproof. You could have said that Beis Din planned on taking him away from and wanted to make him Shomer Torah Mitzvah, so it just didn't end up happening. So this is also, they all quote this, is also the opinion of the Beis Yitzchak. He's the first one to say this in Aleph Tov Tes Ches. And so Moshe, the Achiaz, and Beis Yitzchak hold that this close could be even if they're not Shomer Torah Mitzvah, even if they won't grow up to be Shomer Torah Mitzvah. Many disagree with this. The Sri Deish disagrees with this. Yeah, I believe he was the first one to disagree with this. Rav Shechter disagrees with this. He holds that they do have to be Shomer Torah Mitzvah. Rav Yashiv holds like this. The Mechas Yitzchak holds like this. A lot disagree with this, and they say that you do have to be Shomer Torah Mitzvah. The Minchas Yitzchak gives three different reasons why they have to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs for it to be as a schus for the Ger Katan. He says, first of all, it will be a chova. It's not a schus, it's a chova. Unless they're Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, it's a chova. He says, second of all, and this is the Rishonim, he says as follows. He says, the Rishonim, the Ritva and the Rashba, they discuss, they ask, how can we allow a Ger Katan to marry? How can we allow them to marry? Maybe they'll back out at the age of 13 or at the age of 12. How do we allow them to marry somebody? Who says that they're going to agree to this? So they explain that there's a chazaka. There's a chazaka that we assume that since they're going through the Geirus process and they're going to be raised in a firm home, so therefore there's a chazaka that they won't back out. So the Minchas Yisrael says that this only makes sense if they're raised in a firm home. If you perform a Geirus to a katan and they're being raised in a non-firm home, so then we no longer have a chazaka that they'll stay from, that they won't back out at the age of 13. So we should be concerned, even now as a katan, that they'll back out at the age of 13. And so therefore, whatever chalos they have as a Jew should not be recognized. Because we should be concerned that they'll back out at the age of 13. And then finally, the Minchas Yitzchak says, the point that we made at the beginning, independent of the point that we made at the beginning. The third point that he says is that Tosfos and Sanhedrin says that we do require Kabbalah Mitzvah at the age of 13. It's not just a lack of a machah. He thinks that you need an active Kabbalah Mitzvah. When Tosfos says in Sanhedrin that at the age of 13, when they're bardas, so that's when the Kabbalah Mitzvah takes place, the Minchas Yitzchak says that that has to be an active Kabbalah Mitzvah. You have to actively accept upon yourself the Mitzvah. If you go around and you're just not being from, so then that's not Kabbalah Mitzvah. And so therefore the Geirus won't be Chal. So based on that, it wouldn't be Chal. So that's, the Minchas Yitzchak has three reasons to explain that the Schus really has to be, if only if somebody's going to keep the Mitzvahs, because an essential part of it is the Kabbalah Mitzvahs. The Schus itself might be the fact that Beis Din's being Mezakeh to the Katan Kabbalah Mitzvahs, And in the end, Tosfos Sanhedrin says that there is Kabbalah Mitzvos taking place. It's just taking place at the age of 13. So there has to be an active Kabbalah Mitzvos at that point in time. Fine. So in the end, we had some Rishonim which seemed to imply the Shita Yishana, perhaps the Ritva, that we do not require Kabbalah Mitzvos. But we pointed out that there are different ways to explain the Shita Yishana and the Ritva. Perhaps Beis Din is being mizaki in the Kabbalah Mitzvos, even if there isn't a formal Kabbalah Mitzvos. Or we do not require Kabbalah Mitzvos when he's a Ger Katan, but when he becomes a Gadol, then we do require Kabbalah Mitzvos. And Tosfos Sanhedrin says that explicitly, that the Kabbalah Mitzvos takes place at the age of 13. And so then we suggested that you can either explain this in one of two ways. Either that he's a Ger completely, just without Kabbalah Mitzvos, and then he remains a Ger, and then if he backs out at the age of 13, so then he was still a Ger from whenever he was Megayer until the age of 13, and he just backs out at the age of 13. Or, what probably fits better with the Gemara is to say that it's just, it works on Mafreya, to say that if he backs out, so then he was never a Jew, and if he accepts the mitzvah, so then he was a Jew the entire time. That's what we said within Tosfos in Sanhedrin. And then we brought down this machlokas whether Zochen, the whole concept of it being as close to the Ger Katan, is that based on the fact that he's going to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos, or just entering into Kedushas Yisrael alone, perhaps that itself is this close. So that's a big machlokas amongst the posts.